This is CliffCentral.com. Beep 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 beep
beep beep beep beep beep beep beep. Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
It's the Casper Radio Show. It is one of the last weeks of April 2018 ever, isn't it? And next week we don't have a show, people, because it is holiday. I'll find out what kind of holiday. 27th of April. What kind of holiday is that? We'll find out now from our team as well. But so we got Rian here this morning. We got Gavin here this morning. We will have Raymond here this morning. And we will have a special extra guest called Taylor, who is a South African singer staying in the United Kingdom, I think. We'll find out. She's here. She starts her show tonight at the Barnyard Ravonia. And dan gaan sy toer deur die land. Ons gaan oor haar praat. We got dancers here from Rian. It looks spectacular. We're going to talk about the birds and the bees, not with Jonty, but with someone who knows about gardens. So for a change, it will be about the real thing. But before I do anything else, I do have to play this, you know, I have to play it now, why, Stevie Wonder, yes, Stevie Wonder, why do we play this? Because today is the day that our dearest Gavin is blowing more than just a candle. Well, it doesn't make much sense. I ought to be alone again. Anyone who takes offense at a day in your celebration. You all know in our mind. Gavin Prince. That there ought to be a sign. Ever since that we can set aside, you've been on the show to show just how much we love you, how much you've grown. You would agree, what could fit more perfectly than to have a world party on the day you came. So what we want to say is Gavin.
Oh, thank you, Casper. Aww. That was amazing. That was an amazing surprise.
It's a surprise, hey, because I ignored you when you arrived. Well, I didn't, but I didn't say anything about birthdays.
Yes, exactly. Because I find it quite weird.
Yeah, it was rude for me. And then I thought, no, let me play it. Because it's your birthday. Now, how old are you? Can men say that? Is that etiquette?
Ek dink nie meer aan die nommer nie, but I was born on this very day, yeah, at 1:45 in the afternoon.
Oh, bless you.
In a Southern Cape hospital called Riversdale.
Ach, Riversdale.
41 years ago.
Ah. Wel, kom ons sê vir Rian, het jy woordjie vir Gavin?
baie geluk met verjaarsdag.
Baie dankie, Riri.
Yes, jy lyk nie 'n dag ouer as 35 nie.
Thank jy doen nie.
Ja, thank you.
Raymond, welkom. Het jy jy net betyds ingekom.
Net.
Toe ek jou naam sê, toe storm jy in.
Ja.
Het jy woordjie? Het jy geweet, Gavin, vir jou?
Nee. He?
Ek weet, dis
maar nou weet.
Ja.
Stay fabulous.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Raymond.
Ja.
Yes.
Alhoewel jou lippe blink nie vandag nie, dit mis ek. Waar is daai Vaseline lippies?
It's a headache day today.
Oh.
I woke up this morning with a headache.
A head that's aching.
A head that's proper aching.
Oh no, what did you do?
I don't even know. Like I had a normal supper, normal.
And then it came on.
then it just like appeared. My husband's not here.
Maybe it's that. But you know what? We'll try and make it disappear again, Gavin. This is a full show.
Yes, I've had three. So just be warned, eh?
Yeah, three.
Remember what happened the last time when I had lots of tablets for my headache?
Oh, yeah, you became a bit psychotic.
So if I had two normal Panados this morning at 7 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
then I had two Schedule 3 still pains at 9 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
And when we were preparing for this show, like we always do, mm-hmm. I had one Panado.
And you had Liquizade. I saw Liquizade.
Liquizade.
Liquizade. Yeah, Liquizade is coming back.
This is fabulous, eh?
It is. It's medical.
What's it called?
It's called Lip Medics.
Can I go up, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's lip balm, but it's like, it's almost like it's penetrating your lips.
Oh. I nearly got happy. Someone nearly take a picture.
And lubrication, of course.
Is it?
Do you use it for lube as well?
No. I mean, your lips are lubricated.
Oh.
Yeah, for like a blowjob.
Yes.
Oh. Ah. Is it the op? Marcus, the opposite.
Blinkekel.
Amper kies. Here we go.
Ag mense, baie welkom by die show. As julle ietsie wou sê, moenie sleg voel om dit te doen nie. What's it?
Ja.
Dis oulik in die background.
Wie praat dit? Is dit
Stevie?
Ek hoop so, ek hoop nie is geeste nie. En Gabby, of jy vir ons die WhatsApp nommertjie kan lees vir die mense?
Ag, stuur vir ons 'n boodskapie.
Asseblief, veral vir Gavin, sê vir hom geluk.
Ja. En ander goedjies of kom komplimenteer vir Casper op sy outfit vandag.
Ons het
op Facebook Facebook gesit, ons op Twitter en Instagram gesit.
Ja.
En sê hallo vir Riri, sê hallo vir Raymond by 079-748-2090. Wil jy gehad dat Riri moet dit in nog 'n taal doen, Cassie?
Hoeveel tale het jy dit gedoen nou?
Ek het dit in een taal.
Nee, jy doen dit in ander tale ook. Okay. Kevin, jy kan dit alles doen, want jy is die birthday boy.
And then, for our English listeners, you can WhatsApp us at 079-748-2090.
So what you're going to do, Gavin, on your birthday, you're going to check that monitor because I forget to check because I've got to turn right all the way and I don't like the right.
Excuse me?
I love the left.
Someone changed the font of the monitor.
Really?
Because that's probably an old message, but like on the monitor, I could see far, but mourning all you guys.
Maybe we should change it here. I'm sure these days on computers you can make it bigger.
Someone changed
make
the font.
The circle bigger.
Don't blame it's the age. Don't blame that on the front. The age is happening.
I promise you.
Are you not fond of the font?
I'm not fond of the font at all.
Well, you can try and make it bigger. there was something. Oh, who's this?
Ooh, it sounds familiar.
Sounds Bollywood.
Or Middle Eastern.
Ooh, da bye up. Hey. This is a guy called An Solo.
To Life.
Oh, yes, Ansel.
To Life, you're right.
I just shazammed it.
Your ma.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't you shazam things.
But he doesn't know the context.
No, he doesn't.
No.
But you know who it is.
No.
Raymond will tell you.
It is Ansel Elgort. Before he got famous, he used
Baby
to be
driver.
An Solo.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
An Solo. So, oh, no, I understand. An Solo.
So he called himself An Solo.
Did you see Baby Driver, Gavin? Beautiful movie.
Very good.
Yeah, very, very good.
But it now happened with An Solo. Ah, that's nice. Yeah. We're getting a Star Wars bar vibe.
Yes.
that thing? Chewbacca.
Chewbacca.
Klink soos 'n kalie op die troon.
Wat sê jy, Chewbacca? Ja, dis hy. He's a talented motherfucker because he's also doing ballet. He did ballet when he was 9, mm-hmm. or since he was 9. He can play instruments, he can sing. He's just like an all-round threat.
And he stays single. That's amazing.
Solo.
Solo.
I love your dramatic pauses. Yeah. It's something to think about.
Like, now think about this. And
I like that.
Wat 'n ander nuus het ek vir julle wat interessant is?
Yes, what happened, Casper?
No.
How's your friend, Mr. Trump?
He is so well because he's excited.
He's excited for Syria.
For Mr. Rocket Man. He's going to meet him.
Rocket Man?
Yes. North Korea. Yeah, he's going to meet him now. He's so excited. And Rocket Man is excited too. Because actually, they're in love with each other. That's how it works. You diss one another, you throw shade, and then you love one another.
I read that it's quite a historic meeting. Or if it takes place.
It will.
When it takes place, it's going to be historic. Like, Trump will be the first
president, yeah.
He never meets anybody. Kim.
Yeah, Kim. Wow. Shame. But everyone has got a Kim today because you got a Kim, Gavin. Jane has got a Kim. Listen to this. This has got nothing to do with nothing. It's called Kleine Greetje uit de Polder. Kleine Greetje uit de Polder. Goedemorgen allemaal daar in Nederland. Dit is de Casper Radio Show hier from Cliff Central in Johannesburg. Wij hopen dat jullie dit fijne programma met ons al genieten. We gaan heel langzaam spreken dat je de Afrikaans mooi kan verstaan. Hier komt Greetje. Hopsasja, hopsasja, klompje en dan gaan we een tulpje vreten. Ik denk iets is, ik heb ook iets te veel gedrinkt.
I think so.
Okay, let me see my list here.
Ja, die lijst waarover jij
is. Heb je bloeddrukpilletjes gedrinkt?
Ja. Yeah. Ja, dat is wat lekker is. Because I've got the lid on the hysteria. There's a lid on it. Rian, what's the dancer's name we have today?
It's Kieran, and she is from Kez's Dance World.
Who's that?
Kez, so Kieran, and Kez is short of, so Kez's Dance World.
Ah.
Yes.
And are they going to dance what?
They are going to do a hip-hop demonstration for us.
Don't you think you should call them in, and we can talk to them?
Okay.
Some of them.
Okay, some of them.
Because there's a lot.
There's a lot, but what we can do is we can remove that chair, and then we can talk to them. And then I suppose we're going to have them dancing, and then I'm going to record it for Facebook. And then I'll get... But anyway. So we will also have today... Gavin, we've got to talk about your ambassadorship to... No. Your judgeship to the ambassador of nature. What is it again? Human nature.
Humanitarian.
Humanitarian rewards. Yes. And are you going to invite me to the big night, Gavin?
Yes, as your I am. Special yes, I am. As my special person.
Okay.
Right next to me.
Oh, fantastisch. Okay, bye-bye, donkey. Then I've got a question for you, Raymond. Bentley, what's that?
Bentley? It's a car.
That's right. And Bugatti?
Motorbike.
And Lamborghini?
Sports car.
And Audi?
Luxury German vehicle.
And Ducati?
Motorbike.
And Porsche?
Sports car.
Made by? All of them.
I don't know.
Okay, so you're learning something today.
Yay.
But Volkswagen. You were good there.
Learned by... Make no mistake. Built by Volkswagen.
Really?
All of them.
How?
I don't know. These fucking Germans.
They're all connected.
They're all connected to your technique. Good morning. Jeez, look at this. Hello.
Good morning, how are you?
Oh, I'm so fine. It is just not believable. And your name?
My name is Kieran.
Hi, Kieran.
Kez.
Yes.
Kez, and look at your beautiful top.
Thank you so much.
And it's got rhinestones.
That is correct. Everything has to be blinged.
Now, is it your dance place, school?
That is correct, yes. I'm the owner, choreographer, dancer, and coach.
Well, welcome to the Casper Radio Show.
Thank you for having us.
It's a big pleasure. We love dancing here, even though it's radio.
Good.
Because we have worked out a way that if you can't see it on radio, you can see it on Facebook. And so we are incorporating all the social media in one with this dance segment.
That is fantastic.
Yes.
Exciting.
Exciting. So what did you prepare for us today?
We've got a small 2-minute routine trying to showcase as much as what Care Zone can offer. And the team that I have with me today is half of the team that is going with myself to represent South Africa in Spain.
What?
Really?
When Spain?
Lloret de Mar, which is about 150 kilometers out of Barcelona.
In what competition?
Barcelona.
Barcelona, yes, that is correct. You've got to have that little list.
You have to, and I have to go to get the spittle out of my eye. Barcelona, yes.
So we leave on the 7th of July, and we've done some national competitions where we've all received our South African colors in dance.
Wow.
Specifically hip-hop and contemporary.
Yay!
Yay! We've just bought a hip-hop routine, thank you very much, today to show
yes.
you. And yes, we will be leaving to go and do all of that in Spain in July.
Very good. Well,
oh,
good
wow.
Thank you very
and
much.
Please, if you can keep us up to date what happened, even if you're thrown out of the competition.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Even in the first round.
Thank you.
Let us
will.
Know because
Definitely.
We want to give feedback.
Thank you very much. We will.
Now, I've got to go to my Facebook because I'm going to start recording us here live.
Perfect.
And then, so if you are listening on the Casper Radio Show now, you can gradually go over to Facebook of Casper de Vries Official, and there you will see who we are talking to. The voices will now get faces, okay? And then they will somehow we'll keep it rolling for the dance as well. I'm just waiting for the stream. It hasn't got a title now. Hi everyone, it's me again. Look, I'm different day, different top. En ons gaan nou praat met 'n dansgroep wat julle miskien al na luister op die Casper Radio Show as by die werk sit met jou earphones op jou komputertjie dan hallo Dou. Dou het ingekom.
Douste?
Hallo Dou.
Nee, Piet, nie Doustyn nie. Ek wens Doustyn het ingekom.
Ja.
Dou. Word wakker. Nee, jy nie Dou Pieters, Doustyn. Sien julle, my bril is so fucking skeef. Dat, ek moet hom so druk, anders gaan hy, daar is hy beter. Ek weet nie, ek moet hom terugvat na die bril. Wacht, waar druk, wie gaan afneem?
I will.
Okay. Jy wil afneem. So neem af die, en lees ook sommer vir ons wat die mense skryf, terwyl hulle nou skryf. And we're back to our guest.
Okay.
Kez, quickly tell us the names of all your dancers.
Yes, wonderful. So I'm Kieran Stowe, and behind
okay, come forward every time she says her name, because we're now live on air.
Hello
now
everybody.
It's Hollywood time.
Okay, on this side we have Mark Rourke.
Hello, Mark.
Hello there.
And then we have Megan Ahmed.
Hello, Megan.
And behind me is Cherise.
Cherise.
And Joshua Thatcher.
Josh.
And Cara Dawn.
Hello, Cara.
And then we have Sarah at the back.
Sarah. I love how we made, like, Josh's name out. Like, Josh, even though she said Joshua. Oh, it's me speaking, by the way. That's Casper.
Sorry. Okay, who's going to talk to me now?
Okay, perfect. So I'll put you on to Mark.
Mark. No, but what the... Mark, hi.
Hi.
Yes, see. So how long do you stay in the gym every day?
About an hour and a half.
Wow. Would you just adjust his thing upwards?
It's as high as it goes.
No, just, I mean, no, that's not what I meant. I don't mean disassemble the fucking studio. I mean, that's it. Just put it into a erect position. How long have you been with your with this dance group? Do you have any affiliation with Karen?
I'm dating Karen at the moment.
Woo! I thought...
Spain, you would come.
Oh, you're lucky, Karen. So, what's the name of the song that we're going to listen to?
It's a variety song.
It's a variety of contemporary and hip hop.
Okay.
Like a
what
mix?
Is contemporary?
Yeah.
Cool. Contemporary is like.
Contemporary is like the studio we saw last week when they did all the broken lines and.
It's not esoteric though.
No.
Contemporary hip hop. I like hip hop beat.
Mm.
Yeah.
This is hip hop.
Okay.
The hip hop.
I ask you all to remember that you're going to be live now until you start dancing, until you finish. The camera's not going to stop. So if you've got anyone at home you want to say hello to, you can do it now. And then you will be taken to the front by Bernard is watching. Oh, hello, Betty.
Betty.
Betty. Betty is watching. What does the other people say, Gavin? Where are you?
The other mense sê net hallo.
Hallo julle.
Renee sê die MC is 'n hottie. Die MC. Ek weet nie wat
dit okay.
Okay. Jy's 'n hottie op hy.
Of dalk jy.
Nee, hy's die MC. Wat bedoel hy met MC?
Master of ceremonies.
Of moer se cute.
Ceremony. Okay. So anything else you want to tell me? Have you got? They are going. Did we say this on phone that they're going to Spain to dance? They're going to Spain to fucking dance. And it's a very tough competition. If you do not go through, they feed you to the bulls. Okay, but not the rugby team because that'll be fucking easy. But the real bulls will gore you. So that's Spanish for you.
Not quite.
What can you win if you win?
There's no prize money in the competition. It's just basically to have the international status. Singing proudly South African, standing on an international stage.
Always nice to say that we have been there and there.
Definitely.
And it's not Northern Cape, but Spain.
Exactly. That is correct, yes.
Okay, so I am looking forward to see this. You can go with Gavin. Gavin, talk to them.
Are we going now?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Good luck,
so
guys.
So we're going to showcase you what we're taking to Spain. Just a small section of it.
Yeah. Okay, we're looking forward to it, eh?
Woo!
Woo! Is everything ready for them? Okay. What's it in your pillie door?
Thank you.
Bye. A big pleasure. Nice meeting you guys.
Bye.
And now we're going to go outside with Gavin. There they go. So now go on Facebook to...
Wash.
And are you going to be able to play when you have to?
Yes.
Okay, so have a look there, Rian.
Como es tutsa? Oh, sorry.
Yes. Okay, so that is ready. If you're on a Facebook, you can watch now. And when you are ready, Rian, you can start to play.
Right, here we go. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Very well done. I was caught unawares because I was watching. And then before I knew myself, it was over. That was great. I still wanted more, actually, which is a good sign.
Yes.
If you want more. Always nice.
It's a nice tease.
It's a nice tease. So they say that was contemporary in hip-hop.
Yes. That was more hip-hop, though. I think
it's lacquer. I like it when they hip and then things hop. I like that. That was so great. I'm going to post it now onto Facebook, peeps. Okay,
I haven't done that in a while. That was
Did
amazing.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah. Ron et at die begin het a person that was reading said that the video man, the cameraman is shaking too much. I think it's the tablets.
Mm.
So then I had to adjust my skills.
Awesome work. What did you do?
but, like... thank you, Raymond. Raymond is going deep into the tissue. That's amazing.
So het iemand jou uitgekak op Facebook?
Ja. Jy
skit.
But ek het toe ek op skit.
O, ek is bly.
Josh is nogals mooi.
So,
sy dancing was good, ja.
That's right.
Ons is op air, jy weet dit.
It's fine.
Oh, maar ek weet nie wat Josh of Josh pille in het nie. Want hy het so rondgeloop en dan hy het so gemompel en in die lig rondgekyk. What does that mean? Is he acting a part of something?
I don't know, but I all I can say is that I zoomed in on. So if any of our listeners out there, if they had a favorite, I zoomed in on like every dancer.
Oh, nice.
Which reminds me, the dancers mustn't go, eh? Because we must take pictures. Still nog. And I'll tell you when. So just well done and remain calm and wait. And then we'll take pictures. Okay.
Ek dink ons gaan goed doen in Spanje.
Hulle gaan baie goed doen. Ja. What is heteropaternal superfecundation?
Yes.
But the fecundation is F-E-C-U-N and then dation. Heteropaternal superfecundation.
Yeah. It sounds like something that is probably like the longest word in the dictionary.
It is also, but it is a medical term for something I didn't even know. And that is when a woman, like, have lovely, sweet love with more than one man.
Oh. Mm. Is it your slippy?
Lost lappy.
Well, it's Mamma Mia, I'd say three.
Dieselfde tyd of...
Nee.
Altes.
By now by mekaar, denk
ek.
Okay.
Then she's got a twin. And the twin, the one twin is from the one father, and the one twin is from the other father. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
So I think it should be, yeah, it is tegelijkertijd maybe then, because how, the egg can't just say, okay, I'll wait you in the fridge for the next one. No.
Maar die sperm swem... En die een wat oor die eerste oor die finish line is, hy kry die kind.
Daar's nou twee, want daar's nou twee sperms.
So twee gaan oor die finish line. Oh.
Van eerste. Ja, dit moet 'n groep hoeps wees.
Ja, dink ook so.
Okay, so it's a slut. A slut.
Super slut.
It's a twin from different fathers. Yeah, that is quite nice actually for a sketch. And then I wanted to read you something which I don't know if you knew this, but for me, I know. For me, it was like news. It was big, big news.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that when you buy stuff in a shop, some of them are VAT exempt.
Exempt.
Mm-hmm. Exempt. Ja, jy's reg. So, wat is dit wat VAT exempt is?
Wow.
Nice. That's like one of those choirs from the mountains.
Oh, well, there
the
you
monks,
go. Raymond and Gabby. Yeah,
it's a didgeridoo.
Okay.
Toch is a didgeridoo.
Yeah, or didgeridoo kan het ook wees.
Brood.
Yeah. But what bread? You can't just buy white bread.
Mm.
It's got to be?
Albani.
Brown bread.
Brown bread.
Brown bread. Brown bread, and that's what it's exempt. Wat nog? This is... write down if you're listening to this, because it's a nice tip. If you go into the grocery store, you get all this into your monkey, and you don't pay a fucking cent extra.
Is this mealy-meal?
Yes, you got it.
Butter?
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
It's droog brood.
I can't see it.
Brein brood is droog, so
butter. Die butter maar die wet koop.
Koop een groot wet butter.
Yeah.
Eggs, by the way.
Oh. Eggs?
Eggs. So just double check that the
dairy. Okay.
Okay, so let me read it to you and see if you can understand. And I don't see butter, so. But it's brown bread, it's maize meal. Samp.
Samp.
Oh, Samp.
Mealy rice. Mealy rice?
I never knew you'd get mealy rice.
I'm going to look for it now. Dried mealies. Dried beans. Lentils.
So it's like your staples.
Yeah.
Lentil. Well, wasn't there in Genesis, didn't someone cook lentil soup for another one? Or am I...
Yeah, in the Bible.
In the Bible. Adam and... No, Abel and someone. Abel and Osarewa. And then they... Yeah. Cain, you're right. Cain.
Abel and who?
Mosarewa. He was Abel, Mosarewa was in Zimbabwe, sorry. Pilchards or sardines and tins. My favorite.
It's your favorite.
I love my sardines.
What?
Milk powder.
Okay.
Sure, nog alleen melk in my milk powder.
Now we're coming to milk. Dairy powder blend. Rice. Vegetables. Any vegetables that exempt.
Wow. Ek gaan vanaand gaan.
Ek gaan met hierdie volk my lysie ingaan.
Ja, wys vir hulle.
Ja.
Wat gaan betty?
Fruit. Any fruit. Vegetable oil. My God. Milk.
Wow.
Cultured milk. What does that mean? Like milk that can sing opera.
No, it's got healthy bacterial cultures in it.
Oh, I've already got that in my stomach.
Sure.
Is it like yogurt?
Yeah.
Brown wheat meal. What does that mean?
Brown wheat meal.
It's brain meal.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here are names that I don't understand. Okay, eggs, I understand. Then, legume.
Legumes.
What's that?
It's a saiki met 'n stingeltjie.
Dis 'n spermpie.
Ja, dit lyk presies so.
Well, ja, ek het dit al gesien. Okay. Pulses of leguminous plants. Legume. Wat jy gesê legume?
Legumes.
Plants. Pulses. Dit verstaan ek. Maybe they're going a bit scientific here. Pulses of leguminous plants. Ek dink nie mens wil dit in enige kyk sê nie.
Sjoe, hoekom maak die lys vir my nou so moeilik?
Dis al. Dis die laaste lys. Kan ek asseblief nou as jy nou weer bestel, 'n omelet met eier en spek en pulses of leguminous plants.
Right. You did it well, they actually.
Ja. Maar ek het nou dit bietjie gelees, nou het ek mooi gesien. So remember, I mean life isn't just bad news. We can eat all that without paying for it. Because we had this guy. He came in. He's got big round ale oor. Hy lyk soos 'n gay ale. Basically. Gigaba.
Oh, gigaba.
Hy het so 'n groot oor.
He peoples, came in. Proper peoples.
Because he still had the thing of Zuma. He was tainted with Zuma's name. He was Minister of Finance. He came in. He raised that to 15%. And he fucked off. He's gone now. So he was a scapegoat for that. And that's why his eyes were so big, because he knew it. He knew he was walking into a trap. Shame, man. Poor Gigaba. So that is why we got the VAT raise.
I still want to know why Malema goes in public and says that Gigaba is the architect of state capture. That I still
it's a mystery.
But they said it, but I'm still. There's no Malema. Let's say next verder nie.
Ja, maar Gigaba, it was vreeslik into the Guptas.
I know that, but so were other ministers. So there's something special about...
Because I think he fast-tracked the Guptas' citizenship. I think that's what Malema means.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with me.
But ekraf bug.
I think even my hormone het gegaan. We're going to talk garden now, very soon.
Oh, so is
I want you to sharpen your pencils. We're going to talk about birds and bees. Remember, I warned you. But before we do that, we're going to listen to the love bugs. Do you like the love bugs, Raymond?
The love bugs?
Yeah.
Don't think I know it.
Oh, well, it's a new single that just came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I quite like it. And I think you're going to like it. I think Rian will like it. And I think even Gavin will like it. Let's have a taster, and then we go into the garden. Okay?
The love bugs. The love bugs.
Dit is nogal nice hierdie, né? So julle nie saam met my stem nie?
Ek is mal oor.
Ja, so ons moet bietjie uitvind wie is hulle, the love bugs. As jy hulle bietjie vir ons geskiedenis van hulle kan opsoek, sal dit absoluut fantasties wees. Ons gaste van Lifestyle wat gaan kom praat oor die birds and the bees, not quite here because you know Johannesburg, it's traffic, it's Friday, what can you do? So I decided that I am going to whiz and scoot over to Gavin with... So the eerste gay news wat ek sommer kan aanraak is that Bianca Del Rio is now definitely coming to South Africa. The bookings are open. If you want to see Bianca Del Rio, one of the winners of RuPaul's Drag Race. Let me try it again. RuPaul's Drag Race. And she is... When is she here, Raymond?
She is here on the 11th of August in Johannesburg. I'm not sure about the Cape Town date.
Well, you don't care because we're not in Cape Town.
Yeah.
But she... No, she's the day before she's in Cape Town. Then she's going to be fucking tired. Fly to Johannesburg. The new... What's the hoogte druk? And dan sy moet sy hier die show doen. Sy gaan moeg wees, maar sy moet haar beste gee. Dis al wat ek vir haar. So,
and what's the other thing that you wanted to touch on in terms of the ceremony? a certain ceremony?
Well, I heard a few weeks ago from Bernard. Well, Betty said that apparently each and every Broadway show that opens, then there's the gypsy jacket or mantle or something
robe.
That is robe. Some say love. Oh, that's the rose. And then they go around with a robe. So that has changed. What?
Yes.
What?
After 60 years, it says, oh, I never knew that tradition.
God.
So basically, so one of the actors, chorus members, they call themselves, so they put on this robe and they circle just before the audience enters, right? The audience is all hovering outside, until the campus and whatever. And then, so the chorus member on stage goes and they circle his stage for 3 keer. And then all the other members of the cast can touch the robe. Touch, for good luck.
Reach out and touch.
Reach out and touch somebody and say somebody's robe.
Robe.
And make it a
make the play a better place.
So now the name's going to change. Yeah. But people on Twitter are going hallelujah and it's about time and things like that.
Yeah, why?
So there are... ek weet nie mooi hoekom hulle dit doen nie, but there are like options for new names. So remember, the current one is Gypsy Robe.
Yeah.
The options for the new name is... Baum Bradley Robe, Legacy Robe, Chorus Robe, Normaalweg Robe, of, and you touched it earlier on, Casper, Rose Robe.
Oh.
Rose Robe.
Rose Robe. You know what I like? The Chorus Robe. Because it's actually about the chorus line.
Yes, it's applicable.
It's applicable. It's a parrot. So we must go for that, I would say. What was the other one? Except for the robe, there was not the Max Baum one or whatever.
Legacy robe.
That's also nice.
Yeah.
Legacy robe is also nice.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So they're going to vote for it still.
They're going to vote for it.
Okay.
And they're looking for the new name.
That's on Broadway, people. It happens on Broadway.
Yeah. Okay. So...
Yeah.
And so of late, there's been lots of hate... sort of crime against the gay community, right?
What's new?
So, yes, like there's a lot, but the gay community they are a little bit excited. Hulle is so opgewonde, so stilletjies opgewonde.
Ja.
Want daar was 'n vrou met die naam, of daar is 'n vrou met die naam Judy Tucker. Sy was in 'n restaurant, toe sy 2 soldate gay black bitches genoem.
Wat?
En sy het die een geslaan, geklap.
Wat?
Right?
Dis vieslik.
En haar seun was by haar, en haar seun is proper homophobic. So she was arrested and obviously banned from the restaurant.
Ja.
She's also been fired from her teaching job at Mercer University.
You can't be a teacher and do that.
Exactly. Maar die lekker ding is...
Sy gaan saam met die vrou van Suid-Afrika in die tronk sit.
Momberg. The cool thing is that she's had to now... So that was the university, so that's old news, right?
Ja.
So what the people did on Facebook... Sy het 'n klein business, het 'n private business... Waar sy art restoration business.
I can't believe it.
Like, have you actually ever?
No.
So,
someone like that would like mend tractors or something. Mm. Yeah. But she's doing art, yeah?
So the people on they were on her Facebook page of the small business, there were 15,000 negative comments, right?
Yay.
And baie van die 15,000 het haar mugshot.
What?
Funny to say, gearresteer is daar so. Like, look at this homophobic, whatever.
Bitch.
Mm.
Yeah.
Talking about...
Bitch.
RuPaul. Jy het vroeger gepraat van de RuPaul drag, race, nee?
Ek het.
There's something funny that appeared this week with one of the season 8 contestants, of een van die season 8 queens, Robbie Turner.
Ja.
Waar sy getweeted.
Yeah.
So she tweeted and said, traumatized because she was in a car accident with her Uber driver, and the Uber and another car hit the Uber car, and her Uber driver died. This is what she tweeted, right? Wow. Only problem is the police in that area
and Uber know nothing about the incident.
So it's lying.
Never thought I'm back again. So hyped, so lit, adrenaline. I'm shed, just lost. Say what? Started as a baby, now I'm all grown up.
So KKD is season 10.
Oh, not yet.
It's an interesting season. Now, there's some... The humor isn't on par for me.
Anymore.
Yeah, it usually was funny. It's now a bit amateur. In the humor, the things they have to do, their jobs, their projects in each episode, it's a bit... but there are interesting people there.
Oh, wow.
There's a guy called Andrew who looks like he's 9.
He really does. He looks so young.
And then when he goes... Pleasant Clare, that's his drag name. Then he looks like a beautiful 20-something woman. I'm going to show you pictures.
But he's 9. No, he looks 9. Like he looks like a little boy then.
He looks like a little boy. Well, Disney can use him in a Home Alone movie. He will act beautifully because he's 23. So he'll act maturely, but he will look like a little boy.
Mm.
He can make that his...
And he also acts like a little boy. Like when he talks and stuff.
I'm going to show you pictures now. Anyway, you were...
Talking about the little boys brings me to my next last story of gay news.
Oh, God, who are we going to talk about now? Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey nie so... Facebook het 'n bietjie in trouble gekom wanneer het hulle self nou weer contradict. Benevens die feit nou dat die groot baas nou moet...
please explain.
Yes, please explain. There was an ad on Facebook... Daar's 'n proper page waar ouer mans vra dan vir helpers, but like young masters. So hulle nooi gay mans uit, young gay mans, right?
Okay.
But call gay boys to come and work for them. But please, no nude pictures, no sex in goeder soos daai. So one of the boys outed this whole page. Like to various news media and stuff, I say, well, this is actually a true case of sex for rent.
You think, but
okay, nee, thinky, this is what I must gedoen het.
But listen, in the gay community, when you say boy, sometimes it does not mean a child. Yeah. So is this now a this child is, or boy? Because boy is like 18 upwards to 24.
Okay, so a page for young boys by older men. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point.
Yeah. See, they're not 9-year-olds running around.
Yeah. look, they need to be like mature enough to be a half boy.
You're a bit loud. You're a bit loud now. Yeah.
They need to be mature enough to work in the house. So hulle moet kan skoonmaak. So dis nie 9-year-olds nie.
It's twinks and stuff. Okay, but that is still it's older.
But the issue is not about the age.
Yeah, and it's about what?
It's about
about what is it, Gavin?
The issue is about the fact that this page has got nothing to do, got nothing, supposedly nothing to do with sex.
But it will be.
But it does.
I just want to quickly segue to another topic.
Yes, please.
Which apparently is also happening, but it was in Silicon Valley is a show. And the rich billionaires, they actually get young boys, but also again like 18, 19, 20, 21, to come in and then they transfuse the blood from them to them so that they are young.
So they have young blood. Sure. Yeah. It's a thing in Silicon Valley.
Oh my God. Wow. Maar wat gebeur? Ek wonder wat gebeur dan.
Jy moet seker dieselfde bloedgroep hê, anders is dit kak.
Oh my goodness, that's interesting.
Isn't that interesting? Okay, so is there anything else you wanted to tell me?
I'm done.
I've got one more news item.
Yes, please.
In the gay world, and then we're going to continue to our garden world because I heard that Robin is here. So we're going to talk to her right now, just now. But there's a CD that's come out. Oh, my mother, it's so wonderful. Where they take heterosexual songs, hey? And then, let me just see. I think it's also... I just want to see whether it's well-known people or not. But it's in any case, it's very, very well-known song. Like, And I Love Her, Beatles. She makes me tea so much and then gives sugar. How does that song go again?
Yeah.
And I love her. Does it ring a bell?
Riri? Raymond?
No.
No. Maybe I must just off.
I don't know.
Off tune. But it is a Beatles song. And now they've made it, and I love him. On that, it's an album.
I see what you mean.
Oh, so they converted the songs.
Yeah, Wedding Songs Reimagined, it's called. If you want to go and listen to it on the internet or on Spotify or on Music iTunes, and this is, for instance, maybe you'll recognize a tune if they sing it. Maybe I was just false.
Mm.
So now it's become him.
I give him all my love, that's all I do.
Boom, 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 boom.
And if you saw my love, you'd love him too. I love him.
Oh, yes. Huh? Got famous people as well. He's funny that way. Bob Dylan, not really a gay icon, sang My Guy, Mad About the Girl, so that must be lit. And Then She Kissed Me must be lesbian as well.
This is My Guy, this is My Guy, My Guy, wat in Sister Act opgesing is.
Yeah. Yeah.
My Girl. Convert now, My Guy.
Oh. Oh. What is this voice type tenor?
When it's cold outside.
Because it's a man, eh?
Yeah, bestless.
My Guy.
Well, I.
So this you can play in a wedding.
Love that song.
Gay wedding.
What is it called now?
This is Kele Orere Keke. No. Kele Okereke. I don't know what this is. But that is...
I love his voice.
Yeah, nice, eh? But the song, it's called Universal Love Wedding Songs Reimagined. Okay, and then there's one more from Kesha called I Need a Woman to Love. I mean, there's more on it, but there's one more that we're going to play into this one. Kesha. Mm. I need a woman to love. Yes, yes. What's happening? Is that like a cat? Jesus. You can't walk down the aisle on this. Yeah. This one is better. Hey. Yeah, you can walk nicely. People are going to have tears in their eyes. Mm. You walk down the aisle to the pastor who is gay friendly.
Yeah, of course.
And then... and then, you know, look back to the congregation. They all go, oh, you look beautiful, beautiful. And he plays on his flute. So we have Robin Scher here. Yay! Robin, yay. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. What happened to you, my darling?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's such a busy time in the gardening world,
okay.
You know, and people are just, it's too hectic. And I was obviously picking some wonderful flowers for you guys today to smell.
Yay!
And learn about.
Yay. Oh, yay. Oh, I see you've got stuff there.
Yes.
It looks like lavender.
What is it?
This is Margaret Roberts lavender.
Oh.
And it smells wonderful.
Pass it around.
Here. Let you all smell a piece.
Okay. So I will start and then Gavin over to you and Raymond and Rian. And just tell me what you smell. I smell. Must I do something to activate it? Because oh, here it comes. Yeah. Roll it wiki tussen your fingerkies.
Rolly?
Rolly om? Mmm. Mm. The Drake is my oma.
Mm.
What do you think, Kevin?
So
there are different species of lavender because you said it's Margaret something.
Margaret Rose. She's like an icon in the herb world. But there's so many different types of lavenders. I think we sell more than like 10 different varieties, actually.
Why do you want lavender in your garden?
So the reason I brought the lavender today is because we have been doing quite a bit of research on bees specifically.
Oh, I love my bees.
Yes, exactly. And I think something that's really talked about a lot at the moment is obviously the ecosystem and obviously also creating an ecological garden. And one of the things that bees love is sweet and beautifully scented plants. That's obviously what's going to attract them into your garden. And this is so important to help with the balance of ecosystems and also to help us retain biodiversity in our environment.
So, but is this a sweet smell?
Well, for bees. Yes, this is a wonderful smell.
Because for me,
bees.
It's more like I want to go take a bath.
Yes.
Mm.
Huh? A nice, exactly.
But for the bees,
aromatherapy.
It's like chocolate.
Aromatherapy.
Yeah.
But for bees, it is just so attractive that they want to come, they want to pollinate this plant.
Aww.
And obviously, that's really important because that is what helps for us to yield crops, flowering plants, fruits, veggies, nuts. That is what bees do. They're so important to humans. Basically, they are vital to our survival. Mm. And so it's really important to have these types of plants in your garden to bring the bees in so that they can do what they're here to do.
Oh, wow.
But I like that because I have a lot of bees in my garden.
That's very garden. Good.
I'll tell you now of some that I know and those I miss you surely. Pardon.
Now the bees. The bees, they are like this. They go with a little list and a pen and they go, okay, this one is nice, this one is nice, and this one is nice.
Yes.
And I leave them be. I give them water, and I know they need water. They need, what do they need to be happy in your garden? And it's a double-loaded question. And when will they sting you?
Oh, gosh. Okay, so firstly, what do they need? There are three very important things. The first thing is nectar, which is obviously sugar content. So it's like food for them that fuels them, that gives them energy.
Yeah.
And there's certain plants that obviously are really rich in nectar.
Okay.
The second thing is pollen, because that's what gives them protein and fats. And obviously, that's a source of pollination, which helps humans, you know, secondary to that.
Have you been to Polynesia yet? It's apparently beautiful.
No, is it? Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of bees there. Okay, pollen, and then?
And then the third thing is obviously fresh water.
Yes,
so
I see them congregate.
Yeah, so if you have a low flowing water feature or even a bird bath, anything simple like that, a still dam or something around your garden, that's obviously going to invite them in as well. Birds also love that. So you're getting both if you have that, birds and bees.
Birds and the bees, and that is so important together.
Yes.
So don't like an idiot if you see bees in your garden, rush out with doom and
no. That's the worst thing you can do.
Yeah, no, the bees must be there. They like the water.
That's interesting because that is what I was gonna do.
Right.
But how do I get them away from the corner and then be part of the, because I've got a fish pond.
Right.
So my fish pond is like 2 months old now, so it's under control. The fish haven't died yet. It's
well
like
done.
It's proper koi, right? With plants in there so they can breathe and things like that. But my bees, they're an issue.
Why?
Why?
They an issue? Are they around your house?
The bungalows.
Is that not what you enjoy?
They just
them in your garden.
They congregate there like against the wall of one of the buildings on the property.
So I would suggest planting some plants that attract bees, especially close to where you have your pond.
Mm-hmm.
Around that, plant some plants like lavender, which I'm letting you smell now, or even mint, rosemary, types of things that you can also use for your cooking. So that's got 2 benefits. But there's lots of plants. Cosmos, I don't know if anyone's been to Delta Park recently. There is just so wild, beautiful cosmos
but
that also attracts bees.
You can't steal it from Delta Park.
No, you can't.
Rather buy it from you.
Buy it from us. We do sell that.
I
just want to remind, were you in lifestyle that day?
No.
Oh, you missed out.
I was sick. Raymond was. Were you in Lifestyle today? Oh, okay. Raymond was there. It's a place. That's why Robin is here. She's from Lifestyle, and it's a wonder. It's like you buy everything there, and I got a card and everything.
There's even a restaurant.
There's even
when
a restaurant.
You get tired. Which we hungry.
Yeah,
the food's amazing.
So the Cosmos sauce, and I'm to also tell you where they, what I've got, where they are a lot. Is like marigolds. There's a lot of bees there. I don't know what marigolds have, but it's really, it's like a whole nation of bees there.
Yes, marigolds, calendula, primulas.
Calendula I had, but it's better now. No, what's calendula?
What do you mean it's better now?
No, I mean it sounds like an illness.
It sounds, yeah.
What's, I've got calendula, doctor.
Welcome to the Casper Radio Show.
As long as you're healed from it, that's good. Oh, good. Okay.
Okay, what's calendula? What does it
look like? Calendula is an annual, so you'll... so you'll more predominantly plant it as a seedling, and it's also very colorful. Yeah, exactly. Bright yellow, orange, that type of thing.
Okay.
And it's also a companion plant for herbs, so very nice if you're going to plant mint or rosemary to also put that there.
So can these little bees, these little bastards, can they see color?
Yes. So they are predominantly attracted by smell first because their smell is very strong, so they can smell from far distances.
Okay.
The closer they get to plants, then they start to see the color. So having things like aloes, the bright yellow, orange, agapanthus, purple, blue colors, planting things like that, that once they're in your garden, they will be attracted to those colors and they will go to those plants. So exactly, if you're struggling with bees around your house, plant brightly colored or nicely smelling plants further down in your garden, close to your pond or whatever the case is, and then you can draw them to that area specifically.
What is that flowers, they got round leaves? I've got some of them, the orange and yellow. Is it not pansies?
Farquharkies. Is it
petunias.
Also,
plant petunias. Because why? Because they grow very quickly.
And they make a lot of flowers.
Alles self beflek, alles self. Voor die week is al jylle fucking, yeah. And, and the bees.
When does have I heard that word? Ooh, oh my god. Alles is haasies.
En voor die scene is die by, in elke blommiekie sit die by met a televisiekie.
Oh my.
DSTV en alles sit daar.
I'm getting it.
Yeah, they're too lovely. I think that's it. Don't hurt the bees. So, I'm so glad I warned you about the doom. Imagine Gavin stormed out
there.
Because there's a bee problem.
That would have been terrible, yes.
There's a bee problem in the world.
Exactly. The bee population is deteriorating. And what that means is that humans may not survive as long without bees. They are extremely important.
Yeah, we need our bees.
We need bees. And gardeners all over, they have responsibility to at least put something that's bee-friendly, eco-friendly in their garden, just so that we can keep the ecosystem balanced.
Okay. Now, what kind of thing do bees have to look at the flowers so they can see the levels of what nutrition or whatever they're going to get in the flower?
Yes, so that's actually a very good question, because bees are fascinating insects. And they, you know, you see them and you think, oh, they're going to sting me. But actually, they're so intelligent and they have this ability to see like ultraviolet light. So on some plants that are rich in nectar, they're like nectar guides built into the flower that bees are able to see. We as humans would only see it if we shined an ultraviolet light over the plant. It's invisible to our eye, but they can see that, and they're like one of the only insects that can do that and know exactly where to go to get nectar and obviously then pollinate plants.
So if that would be nice to take that DNA and put it into a superhero.
Oh, yes.
A bee
wow.
superhero.
A bumblebee.
Oh, imagine.
Huh? Bumblebee. Yeah, he would be like bumbling a lot, but he would be seeing stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
That is a very nice one. And I just want to quickly ask you, because our next guest is here, Taylor, and she's from overseas.
Oh.
And she's a singer. So we can't let her wait too long. the lifestyle place where I was, is that just a one-off or is it like a franchise? And who started it? Do you know the history?
Yes, I know the history. So we are one beautiful place. We're not a franchise.
Oh.
So it's a beautiful family environment that 30 years ago, this year, we're turning 30.
Oh.
Happy birthday to you. When is your birthday, by the way? No, not yours, the lifestyle center.
In December will be the 30 years, exactly. And initially, we as Lifestyle Home Garden, we were the whole center. Just us, the nursery, there was a little farmyard and a tea garden. And over the 30 years, it's actually grown into like a fully fledged garden center with other stores. There are more than one restaurant now. Mm. There's a kids play area and it's just blossomed into the most incredible place. So there were three directors and they started it and they still work and literally have built it up from the ground and continue to grow it into a place where people want to be.
How do you guys control the bee population at Lifestyle? Because there's obviously so many plants.
Yeah, so there are bees everywhere. Even when I was picking your lovely lavender for you,
there were tons of bees flying around.
But obviously, we don't do anything. We let them enjoy that environment because it's very important. Okay. And obviously, to show customers that those are the bee-attracting plants and that it's really good to have that in your environment.
Okay. So I buy mixed seeds, and then I've got stuff in my garden where the birds can come.
Yes.
And I attract a lot of different varieties. Some duffs I don't like. I spray them with doom.
No, I don't.
But the others, and all kinds of variety, and then they, I can look at them, because the bees, sometimes I approach and take a picture for Instagram, but I leave them well alone. But the birds I can watch.
Yes.
And they do, and they are so, it calms you, Gavin.
It
calms you. A lekker voel maak jou lekker gemaklik.
Oh, I like that.
I love that. So anything else that you gotta do for the birdies, or you gotta get like bring seeds in, eh?
Yeah, so having bird feeders is so great. You can choose different types of seeds, you can use fruit, you can even use pieces of bread. And the interesting thing about birds is that if you have a food source for them, they'll start to become used to that.
Yes.
Know they can come into your garden for food, and then they'll visit you more often. It's wonderful. I have one just outside my room. Every morning I can open my curtain and see birds chirping and eating. Yeah. So if you feed them as often as you can, then you're inviting them into your garden as well.
And you know, around me there's like bush. So what I do, at lots of trees. So what I do, not part of my garden, but it's outside, but I'm surrounded by it. So when I just come out with the seeds, I hear, and then all around in the trees, they are waiting.
They're waiting for you. Yeah. It's because they know that you're going to give them food. It's very sweet.
And then I got these lurries, I think the grey lurry. That one.
That's really good.
Yeah, that's a very good
impression. He eats bread.
Yes.
So I bring bits of bread, and then they come. And they eat that.
That's wonderful. Even try fruit. A lot of birds like citrus as well, or fruit. But if you don't eat fruit, then that's fine.
No, I'll get bread. I'll get fruit. Because I'm more like bread. I eat bread. I don't eat hamburgers and bread and chips. But fruit, not really something I know. But I will try. I'll remember the fruit is actually a very good idea. It's a bit of a change in the diet.
Yes, exactly. They need that balance, just like us humans.
Ah, well, that was absolutely fantastic. And I want to thank you. I will see you soon at the Lifestyle Center. Because just let's quickly tell the people where it is again.
So it's on the corner of Bayers Nordi Drive and Ace Toad Avenue in Randpark Ridge.
You can't
miss
it, people.
You can't miss it. It's a landmark. Even if you Google Map Lifestyle Home Garden, you will find
it. It will take you right there. And you know what? You can go with Granny. You can go with the family. Mm-hmm. Because it's like a day out.
Exactly.
We were at that restaurant twice in a visit because it's such a long day. Mm. And then you go and you look at this and look at that. And then the only thing you miss when you're there is money, because you want to buy everything.
I want
this feature and I want that feature and I want that. But that's
I'm Googling it now to see, because I'm sure I've been there.
Someone like you, but otherwise you must now go there and get your bee attracting
Yes.
Plants, yes, that's
for
what
the koi
I
want to
get the cosmos, the lavenders, the mints, the petunias.
And the gay ones,
and
yeah,
sweet,
yeah.
And sweet
yes.
ones.
Instead of doom, that's what you need to go out and buy.
I know. But the doom, I put the doom inside the cottage. I didn't do it outside. But
okay, good
outside.
For you.
That's good. That's very good.
And wasps. Oh. Wasps, I'm a bit scared of. But they're also there for some reason in my garden.
Yeah, I'm sure they're also there because it sounds like you have a very eco-friendly garden, which is a very good thing. So you're obviously going to attract all types of insects, and all of them play their role in the ecosystem. So it's important to have wasps too.
Yeah, wasps too. Not too many, though. So
I'm quite
happy with that. And then sometimes they've got a big little, it looks like a bomber from the Second World War bug. So yeah, but he's also okay. He's like flying around there. I don't know why, what he's looking for, because he doesn't seem to have a mate. But now and then, I'm a bit scared of him because, I mean, if he flies into me, I'm going to be hurt. I'm going to be physically having a wound.
But you know what you can use for that wound? Lavender oils.
Yes,
I just googled
which brings us
nice.
Back to dough. Oh. I love it.
If you have any bruise whatsoever, skin irritations and things, lavender
oil. I use
oil.
Lavender essential oil all the time.
Is it?
Cures wounds.
Where do you use it, Raymond?
Like when you have a scratch or something.
That's so gay, Raymond.
It's not.
I'm going out to get my oils now.
Because of Willys.
Oh, but they didn't forget a black is
Robin, so did you enjoy your stay with us?
Yes, thank you so much. I even learnt a bit from you guys too, which is great.
That's good.
So,
there's a lady, when you see her, when you go out, her name is Taylor.
Is she going to sing for you?
We're going to have her here, but she's going to talk about a tour that starts tonight.
Oh, fabulous.
And I'm not going to play a bit of her. So, when she comes in and you see her, this is her. But she's got a wonderful range. Listen to this. It's a bit mull. This, but that's not her range. But it's part of it. And now she goes. Nice, eh?
Beautiful. Wow.
All my hope seems different now. I play the song to you so.
Okay, so picture this. I was visiting Raymond, or I don't know, we were chatting, I don't know where.
Yeah,
we were watching movies and then we came on to this topic.
And we were talking about South African music. And I'm not really informed about rock, South African rock. So he started to tell me about this and this and the Blood Monkeys, what?
Blood Machine,
yes.
Shadow Club,
yes.
Flash Republic.
And then we happened to happen upon Taylor. And we talked about Taylor. We watched her videos on YouTube and I liked it and said, this woman is crazy. I love it. It's like Kate Bushy a bit, eh? Because she's got all these voices. And then 2 days later, I read, Taylor is coming to South Africa. I thought, how is that?
Oh, my word.
Yeah. And now she's here. I can't believe
Amazing.
It.
Amazing.
Eh? Hello. So just by chance, we talked about you, and here you are because you're touring South Africa. Hello, welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Thank you.
It's a great pleasure. And you are actually, am I right when I said you stay in London? Or
I recently moved in January, actually. Yeah.
Oh, so that's quite recently. Mm-hmm. And have you recorded there yet?
No. Right now, I've just been focusing on shows and writing new material.
Okay.
And obviously just, you know, prepping with Yanni, who's here next to me.
Hello, Yanni.
Hello.
Yanni and I have been working on a really great set list for this tour, so we're excited.
And, that's the other thing we talked about, is the fact that they used your songs for So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah.
What's that?
Wow.
The American fucking version.
Are you serious?
That's exactly what I said. When that request came through, I was like, the South African one, they go like, no. They actually want to use it for Fox. And I was like, oh.
Wow.
And then they didn't only use it once, they use it twice.
They want to use it for Fox sakes. It was, and it's that very well-known choreographer.
Yeah.
What's her name again?
Mia Michaels.
Michaels.
Yeah. I think so, my God,
that's a big deal.
That's a big deal. What was the song they used?
Shaped Like a Gun.
Oh, yes.
And then there was the kids' version as well. which was also in LA, and they used Wolf.
Mm. Oh, I know Wolf.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yes. So yeah, I remember.
Is there a kit so you can do your dance?
Yeah, they did one season of only kids.
They can cook, they can dance, they can...
Wow. Well, let me go and look for the Revolver one. I saw it here, but my phone is now acting up. Hello.
Hi.
Hello, we got people here. my phone is acting up a bit. Let me look for it. And I saw the dance. It was beautiful. Beautiful. I'm with Boney M now on my phone. What the hell?
Have you ever?
Yeah, but we love them as well. Yeah. Did you know that Boney M, you know, that the guy who went, ma, 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 that guy didn't actually sing it. It was a German in a wheelchair. And, it was Frank Farian who sang that. That guy just mimed. Oh, ma, 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 Baker, they sang.
Oh my lord!
Yeah, they were a concept band.
They were an absolute.
They never. So ABBA, het eerst begin in Duitsland.
Weeral, sy praat Afrikaans ook vir fuck's sake.
Sy het gegroet in Afrikaans vroeër.
Vertel weer van ABBA.
Ja, so hulle was 'n concept band gewees. So die producer het eerst die idee gehad van ABBA en die songs gehad.
Boney M of ABBA? Ons praat nou van Boney M.
Boney M. Skies, Boney M, Boney M.
Ja.
En toe het hulle in studio gekom en die band gestig. Ja,
oké, okay, dat is interessant.
Ja, en hy het ook Willie Manilli gedoen, wat ook toe nou 'n kroekband was.
Mm.
Ach ja, hulle was, nee.
Hulle was. Oké, okay, praat 'n bietjie meer nog oor Anne Kaak, want ek soek nou hierdie...
Jy soek om te rem. You know what, sometimes it's called a search button.
I know, but I've got, you don't know what I've got yet. It's all organized. It's like those people who are ill with a sickness. I'm like... totally blocks and stuff here, but I can't find it. We'll play it now. So surreptitiously while...
Maybe they'll play it live, because they've got their guitars.
Play it live?
Yes.
How clever are you? Yes, we're going to play it live. Okay, I don't know about mixing, though.
Mm. So this looks amazing. I can't wait to post the pictures on Facebook.
Are you, I'm already... Okay, so we're going to have Taylor live on the Cusp Radio Show, singing a song that they used for So You Think You Can Dance. Shh. That's it.
Shaped like a gun, this was our love, shaped like an arrow that you pointed at me, shaped like a heart. Oh, this was your face, and everyone would say, we're so perfect in every way. But we were only lovers, torn in two. And under the covers, we were nothing but through. Shaped like a god, this was a love, but we were only lovers, torn in two, shaped like a gun. Oh, this was our love, the taste of poison, kiss of your lips, oh, feelings of hate, oh, twist of fate, and I would always say, let's just give it one more day, but we were only lovers. like a call. Oh, this was our love, but we were only lovers torn in two, shaped like of your lips.
Wow. I love it. You know, I'm going to see you live. I'm going to see you live tonight.
Yay.
Can't wait. Oh, I got chicken pimples.
Great.
So this tour kicks off tonight in Rivonia.
It does, yeah.
Do you have the dates, Raymond?
The dates? No.
Can you look it up, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah.
So tonight is obviously Barnyard in Rivonia.
Yes.
But you can help me. Yeah. and then tomorrow night we have Yanni. Do you want to jump in here?
Tomorrow night.
Oh, Yanni, you must go to the mic, eh?
Creases.
Don't say.
I'm gonna find it right now. Give me a second.
I should actually have it here, but I'm a very bad.
So it's the Rivonia Barnyard tonight.
Yeah, I'm gonna be there.
Yes.
I'm going to watch it tonight. I'm going to give you energy.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Then the music box.
Where's that?
And that's actually a very cool show because you can get like a whole dinner and drinks package.
Yeah, it's an intimate venue as well.
Yes.
Is that tomorrow night?
That's tomorrow.
And which area?
Observatory.
Oh, in Cape Town?
I know, yeah.
Liso?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And then down in Cape Town at Cafe Rue on the 24th and the 26th in Noordhoek's Cafe Rue, and then Cottage Club in Fishhoek on the 29th.
No, but wait, there's a Blou Hond ook somewhere.
Yes, there is a Blou Hond wat opkom, and that is in my month actually, no?
Yeah, die derde.
Die derde.
Okay,
and
so
dan
die
tweede by Barnyard in Cresta.
Okay.
Ja, so ons doen actually twee Barnyards. Ja, die Cresta een gebeur bietjie later aan in my mond.
So as also
at now Radium Beer Hall
on the 5th. Yes. That's always a killer show.
So is on Facebook. Where is this information on Facebook?
So ja, if you go onto social media op die Facebook pages, this is Taylor. Then it's T-A-I-L-O-R.
Ja, dis Taylor soos in T-A-I, nie E nie.
Nee, nie
Taylor. Ek het 'n fout gemaak en ek het musiek opgelaneer 30 songs van Taylor met 'n E en dit was Ja, wonder hoe kom weird song.
Is it?
Rap of iets. So if I love tonight, I can come again in Cresta.
Beautiful, yeah.
I can come in Cresta.
Yeah, you can come to every show too. If you want.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Now, how did you meet Taylor Raymond?
We met through mutual friends, through Tomorrow Day.
You see, that crowd, I don't know.
Ja.
Wat die crowds hang jy uit in?
Ek blyk baie verkeerd is.
Maar wie sê ons die regte is?
Nee, maar
good question.
Now what you did here was amazing.
Yeah.
It's well like
I thought we were going to talk about that immediately. Like, I love the character that it's like you know, with a play you see like all the different characters, but with like your singing it's normal. Well, you, and then it's another person.
No, but if people go mad like this, it's genius.
Hoenderfleisch, yeah. Like proper. And I don't get excited for any performance. Like, wow.
I just want to ask you.
Can I just say, can I get the opportunity to gebruik? Ek is een van jou grootste fans.
Nee.
No. So it is for my
agree. Weet jy selfs vir jou Gareth?
Ah, die Gareth Cliff, right? Gareth
Cliff. Ek is Gareth Cliff, ja. Ek het baie ouer geword.
Ja, regtig is. Ek admire jou werk al vanuit ek baie jonk is. Ja.
Oh, thanks.
Baie dankie. Ja.
Wat my. Wat is jy nou tel?
Ek het December 31 geword.
Oh, okay. Jy is nog 'n spring chicken. I quickly want to ask you a question because Rian must follow this up. Rian is here. Must follow this up while we talk and he's going to come back. I want to ask for you the first song you remember as a child that you liked. It's like a golden oldie or a guilty pleasure or whatever song that you would associate with your youth. And then he's going to look up some interesting history.
Sure. Alright, daar's hele paar wat opkom. Ek onthou wel, as ek 'n bietjie meer konteks kan gee, ek was in standaard 4.
Ja.
En ek was obsessed met Shania Twain.
Ah,
en ek het baie kompetisies deelgeneem en ek het actually 'n video machine gewen, toe video machines nog actually 'n ding was. Ek het letterlik in daai programma gespeel vir die Milk Isle. Was nogal,
met die Shania Twain song?
Ja, ek het Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Ah, ja.
En I worked at my own choreography, en toe wen ek 'n video machine.
As jy 'n stukkie daarvan kan sing, want weet jy wat, een van my karakters, Grytjie Appelmoes, het actually dit ook gesing. Man, I feel like the woman. Want sy is Holland. En ek kan nie mooi die lirieke onthou nie, maar as jy kan wegval, dan kan Grytjie se nou dan inkom.
Kyk, ons doen dit.
Can you? Have you got it, Johnny? I love Shania Twain. Remember that live shows on DVD. It was great with all the leather clad band members. Yes, I loved it.
So was Infinity first female country singers wat country op sy rug gegooi.
Yes.
Yeah, like, I didn't think country.
En sy het baie unpopular geword,
onder konservatiewe. Yeah, actually, what she interviewed with her, where she brings it up, and she goes, I got a lot of flack for that, you know.
Yeah.
Country and pop, she mixed it proper.
Yeah. But it was that CD, the white one, that her ex-husband produced.
Yeah, moment. She's a Afrikaner geweest.
Yeah, Matt Lange.
Yeah.
She toured with that, those songs.
What about that guy, Matt Lange? Was he saying like the Lange? Because Lange is not a thing.
Matt. I think maybe he changed it.
Yeah, because it must probably have been the Lange.
Like. Yeah. He's now known as Matt Lange.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's sometimes she changed it like that.
What song was it?
I omtrent allemaal van hulle vir haar geskryf of co-written, like, you're the one I need. You're the one I need. Silver. And what's that other one?
Yes, I remember that one. I walked at my wedding. I had Corlea Buta sing From This Moment. So I'm obsessed with her.
Oh, that's cool.
I love it.
Are we going to judge you now?
Volgende troue, kom sing ek weer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The renewal of the vow.
The day of the vow. Okay, can we try?
Are we ready?
We can try. Okay.
Let's go, girls.
Grytjie, onthou jy? Ek weet nie, ek sal probeer.
I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. I'm gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise, really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout.
Let's go, girls.
And then how does the second verse go?
I don't know. I want to see the people.
Can we hit the chorus? Can we hit the chorus?
Yes.
The chorus.
This thing about.
Yeah, we can. What? So, where would
that be? Grytjie onthou absoluut niks. Sy sit hier so met 'n cheddar in haar mond.
Totally crazy. Forgetting my lady. Men's shirts, short skirts. Really go wild and doing it in style. Doing the action. I feel the attraction. I color my hair.
Man, I feel like the woman. Enough. Wonderful.
I just sang Shania Twain with Casper de Vries.
Live on radio.
Well, you had it with Grytjie gesing, actually.
Ja, ook nou nog. Okay, lovely. There was something I wanted to ask you about your stay in England. Why did you go there?
You know, for me, I could... dink ek het 'n tyd in my lewe bereik hier in Suid-Afrika waar ek geweet het en my fans first and foremost is hulle is die hard. Hulle is hulle is daar for the
Ek kan verstaan hoekom.
For the longevity of it, jy weet. So hulle het my nog altyd van die grond af opgehelp, jy weet. So maar terselfdertyd ek wil groei. You know, ek het dis my belangrik gewees met die land te kom om 'n bigger market te hê en om meer fans te kry.
So sure.
En wat lekker is van Londen is jy werk dan van 'n platform wat soveel nader is as aan al die kontinente. So
Do you live in London?
Yes, ek bly in Twickenham. Ja,
Twickenham.
Lekker. So as ek ooit eendag weer die geleentheid het om daar rond te hardloop, dan sal ek as stuurgene vir jou hallo.
Ja, hoe gaan ons dit doen? Hoe gaan jy Hoe geef my hulle sê?
Ek sal vir Raymond vra.
Problem solved.
One
degree of separation. Yeah. En ek dink absoluut, dit is mens moet, jy is wêreldgehaald, so jy moet. The world's got to know about you. You know?
Thank you.
So how are you adapting to the British sort of lifestyle?
So Londen is 'n complete hustle and bustle. Jy weet, dit is helemaal aan die wêreld as hierdie. Alles is grys, bruin en reënerig aan daai kant. Mm. But there's something really magical about that in the same sense. Ja, jy het jou moeilike dae because it's a new country, but at the same time, dis juist in daai oomblikke wat jy groei. Jy weet, dis juist in daai oomblikke wat jy die gitaar optel en skryf. So, 'n mens moet dit aan albei kante kan sing. Anders gaan jy jou brein verloor en jy gaan wil terugkom en dink dit is te hard. So, ek dink die key vir my in waak is as musikant is like believing in yourself so much and manifesting what you know you're good at and taking that energy. Want dan kan niemand of geen situasie jou regtig afsteer van wat jy, you know, wat jou gut feels sê nie. So, it's been a beautiful experience. Die shows daar have been amazing.
Where have the shows been?
So die eerste show was in February gewees by The Half Moon, and it's a venue in Putney. Really, really great space, sit-down venue, loungy kind of vibe, and it was almost a full house. En hierdie was mense van New York en Berlin, en dit was reg oor die wêreld. Jy weet, in een aand, as jy in Londen speel, kan jy basis die hele wêreld reach.
It's like a high exposure,
And how were, like, the reactions of, like, the audience members?
Dis baie interessant, jy weet, ek het actually 'n goeie voorbeeld, ek het met 'n gitarist gespeel in Londen wat ek nog nie voorheen mee gespeel het nie. En ek het een van die songs, ek het die setlist vir hom gegee en ons het half so daarna gekyk en hy het gesê, jy weet, dink jy nie miskien in hierdie gedeelte van die set dat dit bietjie lag nie, dat dit bietjie drag nie. Toe sê ek vir hom, no, wait and just wait, just play the show and you'll see what happens. En basis in telling that story so, you know, just so you can get context is, jy kan letterlik in 'n Taylor show, kan jy 'n pin oordrap. Niemand gaan toilet toe nie, niemand daar's geen toilet songs nie. Elke hulle is immersed and I think wat die tipe art wat ek create om nou baie pretentieus te klink. Maar die art wat ek create is it shifts people. Dit laat hulle ongemaklik voel. Ek kry baie cyberbullying. Mense wat sê jy is weird. Jy weet en die volgende persoon ja, sy's baie weird, jy weet. En why? Because I'm thinking outside of the box, because I'm pushing boundaries, because I'm sitting like a man with a dress on while I'm playing drums and holding my guitar. You get it? It's a juxtaposition thing for me, sir. And I think this is my aim at what I create.
Oh, wow.
Ja, ek kan nie wag nie. Met wie tree jy op? Het jy band vanavond?
Nee, ek speel vanavond so met Jannie.
Ja, Jannie!
Yeah. Ek het amper gesê, Jaapie.
Jaapie's off your blik, sir. Oh, that's going to be wonderful. So it's like a very intimate experience as well. You know, but if you look, someone like Patti LaBelle, for instance, I also adore her. She's also crazy. Lovely crazy. Love that. This is genius crazy. So, that's wonderful, wonderful.
Where were your video shots? Sorry, Kasper.
No.
The ones on YouTube.
Wat een specifiek? Which ones?
Die een wat jy nou gesing het. Vroeger, eerst gesê.
Shaped like a gun. Yeah. So wat ons gedoen het, is because Shaped Like a Gun took on a life of its own. Yeah. Men, die album het uitgekom in 2012, The Dark Horse. And then, you know, I was in a different season in my life. So ek het al Light begin record. En toe ek Light begin record, toe hoor ek nie, hierdie fans right across the globe, from Vegas to New York to LA, were hierdie dansers hierdie songs begin oorvat op haar album and they would work en dit is insane hoe 'n lewe hoe ou album weer 'n nuwe lewe kan kry
deur
'n nuwe platform
so
ons het toe met daai Shaped Like a Gun video we requested that all these dancers from across the world would send footage from their dancing and then we edited a a video to that, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Very cool.
Sê vir my, ken jy nou, ander name wat ek geleer het, daai aan toe ons nou gesels het, en ek my education gekryd oor die local music scene.
Well done, Raymond.
Thanks, ek het hom geeducate.
Yeah, well, seriously. I could later, I couldn't. It's like a very long class.
Dit was 3-4 ure.
Dit was 'n fucking dubbel periode, ja.
Ek dink jy vir my ook kom kuier asseblief. I need an education.
But do you know mense like, amper sê ek die daisies, van die Pletsens en daai, weet jy wie hulle is, of is julle...
Bittereinder...
Daai klomp.
Oe, van Blitzens. Oe, ja, 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 of course. Is ja, Peach, ja.
Ja, Peach.
Ja,
Peach.
Dit, ek het in Pretoria groot geword. Okay. So ek het hierdie mense leer ken, en Peach is van Pretoria af. So, ja, 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 ja. Ja, hulle is goeie, hulle is talentvol. Ja.
Dit is lekker, ne? Ja, ja, maar julle ken allemaal mekaar. Jy sien ek is
uit. Ja, man, they're insane producers, ja. Yeah.
Ja, apparently, is die, Daisy. Ek toch Daisy is a girl. Ek toch...
Maar nou die na hierdie spoof band. Jy al dit al gehoor. Ja.
Wat is hierdie The Beats? Dit het blykbaar nou uitgekom.
Ja, hier is het. Hy gaan het nou speel.
Dit is van Pletsen. Shit, die beats amazing. Shit, die beats amazing. Shit, die beats amazing. Shit, die beats amazing. En hy het het soeke produced dan, hè?
Ja. Shit, die beats amazing. So, let target jou op die koppie. Diepe kraan met die
ek toch geken allemaal, nou moet ek een hele subculture leer ken.
What music do you listen to?
Alles omtrent. Ja, I must say.
What's the first artist that pops up that you like?
Riri lag vir jou uit, Kasper.
Riri kan gaan kak. Nou, ek luister na soos in commercial kak, maar soos in, ek love Green Day en Muse, en ek is live gaan kyk en alles, dit is my beautiful.
Oh, right, did you watch them now, when they were here?
No, overseas.
Oh, right.
So I saw Green Day in London and Muse, also same place, Wembley, yeah.
Oh, no, sorry, I thought you said, because I thought you said live, the band live.
Nee, wie is dit?
Okay, so that's a, they were like a, what kind of genre, they're a rock band?
Yeah, yeah. They were here now. I went to see them.
Yeah, they were here now. So
no, I said Green Day and Muse.
Okay,
and
yeah.
Live.
And I saw them live.
I saw them live.
Yeah. Oh, not yeah. Live, yeah. The group. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's a confusing name.
I know, it is a confusing name.
But like this, it's on Stiegler.
Yeah.
Yeah, but all this on the edge of common, but it's
but they,
infectious.
They call themselves a spoof band.
That's
so.
Why. That's why it's not really
they're
Adam's
making
stuff.
Fun, yeah.
They're making fun of it.
Yeah.
But well produced. This is why where you make fun of climbing a rope, but you must be able to walk on that rope, otherwise you can't do it. And they can.
Okay.
Well, we got a section here, we're gonna talk about all kinds of kak now. And Janny, jy kan saam praat en jy moet net ons moet die mic vir hom daar sit. En dan nou gaan Rian vir ons bietjie vertel van ek neem aan Shania Twain, maar ek wil nou eers die Sting speel. So, Gavin, wie is dit? Wie is dit?
Ek het dit nou net gesê, Gavin.
Ons het nou net gesê, Gavin, ek is een juffrou wat nou check of jy geluister het.
I just listen to the beats.
Daisy van Pletsen.
Die van Pletsen, Peaches, there we go,
ach,
amazing.
Peach.
And I, ladies and gentlemen, rest my case.
I rest it too, I reach my peach. I reach my peach. Gavin, do you know who Sunny is? Yeah.
Who's Sunny?
Share the Sunny of
do you know who's
ek dink aan Sunny van 'n merwe van Pretoria of like Kulini.
Nie Sunny nie. Sun. Do you know who Sunny is?
Your accent. Yeah, Sunny. Yes.
Do you know who's Sun. Sunny is.
Yeah, she isn't she the trans person?
No.
Sure.
No, it's a fucking man.
But wasn't she a woman?
Do you know Obas? Who's he?
Obas is Pierre van Pletsen.
You know!
Yeah.
One point!
Okay. The Sicilian.
Oh. The Sicilian peach.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so just to make sure that you know you're in South Africa, Taylor, gaan ons 'n paar vraagietjies vra dat jy vanaand net op hoogte is. Van nie Suid-Afrikaanse historie nie, moet jy worry nie, dit is wêreldgebeure. Nommer 1. Swaziland se naam het verander, wat is die nuwe naam van Swaziland? Do you know?
Ek dink my mic is af.
Miskien het jou ore af. Jou ore. Swaziland has got a king. And he changed the name of Swaziland. What has he changed it to? This is not a joke. This
was
is
it now recent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nee, you see, ek weet die.
Eswatini.
Eswatini.
Do you know what it means?
Uh-uh.
Swaziland.
Okay. So that's net in hulle taal dan.
Yes.
Okay. Dit was 'n verjaarsdag gister, né?
Ja, en toe dacht hy, okay, I'll take 109th wife and I'll change the name to Eswatini.
Shame, one of his wives died, eh?
Oh, shame, he's got 900 others. But
he's got 12 others, Casper. He's got 13 wives. I know so.
Well, I know his grandfather had 109 wives that you can check now on Wikipedia. but he's a lone, what do you call it? Not a lone ranger, ultimate king, monarch. So he can, what he does.
Yeah.
What he says is happening. So he said, no, Eswatini. So all the fucking papieren moet nou verander word and alles. But in a way I understand it. You want your language of your country in your predominantly called in your language, your country's name, eh? Then here's a bit of gay news still, Gavin. I'm sorry.
Amazing.
You can look it up on Google if you want. Deku. Deku, Deku, that is like a gay site for streams that you can watch. It's not porny, it's like nice, civilized gay, but...
Civilized gay what?
Movies.
Finishes. Oh, movies.
Yeah, it's like a YouTube platform, but...
Yeah. Are they making their own series now as well?
That's can my children watch?
No, God is your mom. No, they must. If they're happy with mommy and with daddy and daddy, then they can watch
of
it.
Of course, they're happy with daddy and daddy. They must fucking watch
it. The squin. There's net lifter. That's all. Of course, they can watch it. But this is the old conservative in me that came out. Let them watch it, man. Confuse the fuckers. And then. And they're starting their own series as well, like Looking HBO did. They're starting their own series like that.
Oh, nice. And I loved Looking.
We loved our Looking. Something happened. Something died in Buckingham Palace. What?
Dogs. Something died?
A corgi.
Yeah, the last one.
Shame.
It's the end of an era with the corgis, people.
Waarvan praat ons?
Die corgis van Queen Elizabeth.
Sy het so baie corgis, mos.
Queen? Ach, Queen. Gavin?
Dis hoinkies. Dis hoinkies, Gavin.
Oh, hoinkies.
Gavin, I can't fathom that you don't know what the fuck a corgi is.
Jy dink aan Thatcher.
I like, you know, it's blame it on the tablets. I think it's tablets,
yeah.
Casper het duidelijk nie genoeg van sy tablets gevat vir oggend, want hy is in top form.
I'm in top form. And so you're gonna sit there at the party and say, ach ja, you should have this, the wine is half, bottle is half, just put the corgi in the bottle. That's what it is. It's not a cork. It's a corgi. It's a fucking dog.
Oh my goodness, exactly.
Here is not recent news, but it's funny. It's something I want to share with all our guests. There's a recipe book called Pasta Bible, or a cookbook. The Pasta Bible. And they had to destroy all the copies because the editor didn't see that they, after checking and rechecking the print, they wrote that in one recipe they said, you must use salt and freshly ground black people. I promise you.
No.
So the pepper that became people. So that it, yeah. That's all the fucking
shame. Like the geld wat ingaan het in the publication of those and the printing of those books.
It's fucked.
Hulle gaan nie 'n nuwe weergawe uitbring nie.
Oh, this I want to ask you, Lasalni. Gavin, what is fat in sit?
Fat in sit.
Do you know that expression?
No, I've never.
Because I thought that's very a very Gavin expression. Because, you know why? It is, they said you must, it's either fat in sit or marriage. So is fat in sit like you stay? It's saam woon. Or is that sit. A black expression?
Dalks it settled down.
It's not black and it's not colored.
I thought it was.
Because I'm proper.
I know. That's why I ask you. I tap you as my source.
No, gaan vraag vir 'n wit mens.
Vat, nee, maar ons praat nie vat en sit nie. Ek het nog nooit daarvan van my hele
van lewe. Also never.
But wat jy, nee, ons gaan saam bly. Dis wat al wat ek ken. Ons gaan bietjie saam bly, maar moet jy, dit is sonde. Nee, ons gaan net bietjie kyk of die dinge werk.
Vat en sit.
Maar vat en sit. Okay, if anyone, did anyone write yet? Not a fucking sausage. People, why don't you write? Is it morning team? No, that's not for me.
This is an old postcard.
It never. Well, if you know what fat and sit is, let me know. I'm nearly finished. Oh my God. You know what they're going to do now? Do you know the problem that we have in the world? And I think there's a good song in there for you, Taylor. Is the plastics.
Plastic in the ocean?
Yeah.
You know about it?
Yeah, yeah. That's one thing I do know about. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, pleasure. Plastics everywhere, and especially like bottle, those bottles you can just druk plat met jou hande, and plastic earbuds, and hierdie kak wat jy kry in Starbucks, wat jy die koffie mee meng, die lepelgoedjies. That's all apparently they want to stop it now. Because fish are coming. There's a kom 'n karp uit met 4 fucking Starbucks stokkies. I like just eat the Silence of the Lambs. Hannibal Lecter first. Because of the plastics that infiltrate there. And there's the whale with a what's that creepy crawly on it and say hole? A hole, I mean. So it's now getting very, very
interesting. Do you think it's going to get better? Do you think it's, you know, does it also far gegaan?
I don't know, Taylor. I'm pessimistic.
That there's no, like, hope.
I don't see hope. Personally.
We're just going to kill ourselves. We're going to kill the world.
So all these recent series of a post-apocalyptic place is actually going to come true.
Yeah. Yeah. Mad Max. Yeah. All of those films.
It's all going to come true. And obviously now with Elon Musk looking for planets to stay, that's going to become a reality. And so, fuck that, ek gaan Mars toe.
Yeah.
Maar wacht, wat van die kinders? Gee jy vir hulle kos? Ek gaan Mars toe. Ek sal jou fucking WhatsApp as ek daar is. I'm going.
Die WhatsApp gaan 7 maanden later in die aarde kom.
It's going to reach you the next year, Gerard, but it's going to come.
Oh my goodness, fat and sit is a thing.
For?
Well, tell me all about it.
It's like, and it's not the reality, it's not a white thing, it's not a color thing, it's not a black thing, it's a thing.
Oh.
So basically,
multiracial
it's like,
thing.
Near. Cohabitation. So this is a relationship where two unmarried mense leef soos a married couple.
So that is like as a thing that the government, you can say to the government, fat and sit, and they
yes.
know.
And it's like, and most of the, in my research, most like, there's like articles, right? But the articles are in English, maar die term bly in Afrikaans.
Oh, wow.
Like, have you ever?
No. Okay, we learned something.
I learned a lot.
Arme Taylor het nou net in die land. He knows about fat and sit. No,
sy kan nog 'n liedjie skryf.
Fat and sit and plastics. I think that is that's the clear songs al klaar. Okay, so wat van Shania? Shania Mons, elke nou en dan.
Is ons reg?
Ja, jy kan vertel.
Okay, great. All right, first of all, where is she from?
Okay.
Canada.
Good, very good.
Canada.
All right.
Oh, that's right.
Man, I Feel Like a Woman is from her third album, written by Twain and her then husband, Robert John.
Oh.
Who also produced the track. So I'm guessing that they're divorced now if it says then husband.
I suppose, because we were into Lange as well, no.
Yes. The song was a big success, and it hit top 10 in 6 countries while reaching top 20 in Canada, which is so strange because even in Canada, she got top 20 instead of number 1 or top 10.
Okay, but it's the beginning. It was the beginning.
Okay. It then reached number 23 on the US Billboard Top 100.
Oh, it's not long.
All right. On the Hot Country songs, it reached the top 5 and it was certified with a platinum album and it had 1 million digital downloads.
Sure, for die tyd is dit goed, hè?
Ja. That's dun da da dun dun klaar.
No, dankie.
Is dit dang da da dun dun?
Ja.
Dankie, Jannie.
Was so moeilik om te skryf terwyl jy sing. Jy sing so mooi.
Ja, sy sing beautiful.
Ek het 'n eargasm gehad.
Ja, dit was...
Nee, maar dit is... Ek het as op haar goed ek nie geweet nie. Maar kom ons gaan hier so. Ek en vir Shania gaan soek hier so. Now, Deluxe. Is this a new LP she's got out?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, shame. Her first studio album in 15 years. The Queen of Country Pop reminds us why we're always... Gonna love her. Written over a period of personal upheaval. And dysphonia. I can't even do this. Now, see songs, is the album's name. It's an intimate and passionate. Okay. And he's fucking. Yes, it's only opening 16 songs. So Shania did really go to town. And then Up, I remember I bought Up. Oh, yes, Up had the red version, the green version, the blue version. That was after that big Come On Over. Was that Come On Over or was
come
the big
on
one?
Over.
Come On Over has got You Still the One. Oh.
Yes, that I want.
From the moment. Where's that?
From this moment.
Here it is. I want to play this a bit, just quickly. Then we're going to... Then on the live DVD, the band plays it so nicely.
You're so complicated.
A Christian girl.
And I hang on my shoulder when I remind me. I don't appreciate it. When I talk to other guys, you think they're on my tail.
I just saw the time. We've got to finish. Can't you sing more for us?
Ja, van die nuwe album.
Ons kan totally nog een doen, ja.
Asseblief, want ek sien nou die tyd dat... You know when you're having fun, the time just fly, hey?
Yeah, I wish we had... like this was around a dinner table.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, it would have been
this
the perfect
been so
setting.
Lovely. It would. I actually want to do that. I want to get a couple Taylor of creatives around a table and
that.
Film it.
Mm. Taylor Sama, it's a person with oorgeflesse dat sy sal vir minstens 2 awards genominate.
We want to know about
well,
this.
Exactly.
Ja, maar ek hou mos hier van oor myself te praat.
Nee,
maar
vertel dis die Sama nominations.
Sama? No, maar ek was vir laas jaar en die jaar voor dit en die jaar voor dit, ja.
Best newcomer.
Genummer, ja, so that when I entered the first time, it was, ja, best newcomer. Then I got best album, best alternative artist.
Wow.
There was something else as well. I can't remember now. Anyway. I don't keep
video?
Track of this.
Best video, I think.
Best video, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a big deal.
I'm sorry that I don't have a sheet with your stuff in front of me. So, but that is like visiting around the table. You find out, you talk about this, you talk about that.
It's in my lekker.
It's my lekker. So, okay. So, jou nuwe, wat gaan jy nou van speel?
Ek gaan 'n song speel called Avalanche, and it's taken from my third album, Trust Part 1.
Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to say goodbye, because I'm going to say goodbye to you, and thank you, and then we're going to play out with that. So thank you, Rian. Thank you, Gavin.
Thank you.
Thank you, Raymond.
Bye-bye.
Thank
bye-bye.
You, Yanni. See you tonight. Thank you, Taylor, that you here was. Bye, vanavond. Dit was so lekker. Okay, there you go. Woo-hoo!
You think you know me. I got news for you. You don't. You see, you messed this way. You think you owned me. I got news for you, you never did. You see, you messed the spider up where I knew you would and you. Said you are. Yeah. So let your golden tears fall off your shiny face. Yeah. Let the world start seeing that sweet embrace. And every time I hear your voice on the radio, let it be my reminder to let you go. You hit me hard, boy, where I knew you would. Out of the darkness, you chased me into the woods. Give me my gun back, I should have shot you down. And now you coming at me, coming down at me, coming down at me like an avalanche. Yes, you are coming down on me like an avalanche.
Yay! Goodbye, stay well. Bye-bye. Goodbye. Bye-bye. Well, bye. This is CliffCentral.com.